this year so far, leading up to the conference meet. You still got districts coming up, probably still got something going on next week. Do you think it's been a pretty good spring for you?
I think so. I'm really excited about what we got going on. So we got a lot of boys that are competing well, and the wind doesn't seem to bother them. They're still doing great. So
had a chance to watch you early on the Holdridge Invine. That was kind of one of the first meets of the year, so everybody just kind of getting going. But boy, you've got some kids obviously in the jumps who you knew coming in this year could be pretty special.
Yeah. So Cash Kick has. He was our. He jumped 6'4" last year to get a state medal down at Burke, and so we knew we were getting him back. He also went in the long jump, and we had Cord Kick qualified in the triple jump. I had Monty Brooks qualified, also jumped 6'3" to automatically get in and qualified for the high jump. And so we've got quite a few jumpers. I've also got a couple of returning. Throwers, Jaden Ballenweider in the disc went last year, and then Jaden Cervantes threw the shot last year down at state. So we had a lot of guys coming back that we're really excited about.
So obviously you could load up a lot of points in those field events early, can't you?
We do. It's kind of fun because the kids see how we jump out to our really early lead, and then it's just. And the kids get really excited because they'll see the point standings and see that we're winning it and going on. They'll get really excited about it.
No question. I'd say it's always a good start to a track meet. You got a vaulter that's coming on as well, a young sophomore vaulter.
Yeah, he was doing really well last year. Right around districts, we thought maybe he might be able to clear automatic qualifying to get in, and he just ended up just shy last year. And so this year, he's been pretty consistently right up there. So he's been a lot of fun to watch.
I don't know. He's got to be on my all-name team because I don't know if too many kids by the name of Boston Irish that live in Nebraska.
Yeah.
But hey, it's obviously, you know, he goes by his name, he does his job, and he's got a bright future in that event, doesn't he?
Yes, he does, and he sure likes it. He's also got a little bit of speed too. We found out that he can run the 100 in about an 11.42 is what he ran it in the other day. So
I see your short relays, you know, right, for just about 44.89. I think it's on the charts right now. So you'd like to see that. Be kind of nice maybe at this meet, maybe lower that a little bit more for you.
Yeah, I've got four guys who can all run about an 11.5, and if we just struggle to get the handoffs around. I don't have a kids running in the tens at all, but I've got four guys who are fast enough that we should be able, if we could get that baton around and get all our handoffs solid, I would like to think that time's going to drop quite a bit. So
some of the names we threw out from the looking at the charts. I'm sure you got some others, kids that have really come on for you on the track and the field events too, haven't they?
My throwers right now I've got four guys that can throw around 140 feet or farther in the discus, and so our big when 140 feet will get you to go to state, it might be harder for them to qualify to throw at the team than it is to actually get a wild card to get to state. So it's kind of an interesting pickle. It's a good problem to have, but man, it's going to stink for the poor. One of those four guys are going to have to stay home.
And that's something. Wow. I mean, yes, your throwers have been good. Lord, you kind of probably saw this coming. That by the time end of the year, look out, these guys are going to be their names going to be at the top of the charts, aren't they?
Yeah, we kind of knew it was coming at the beginning of the year. We went, wow, there's about five guys that we're worried that could potentially have state qualifying marks, and we can only send three to districts on our team. So,
well, Coach, I know it's going to be a fun boys division watch here in McCook. You're hoping to be right in the thick of things, and as we said, yeah, get yourself going with a ton of points early in those field events, can't you?
Yes. The other guy I want to really throw out there, Jaden Ballenweider, is. Been throwing his discus so ridiculously well. He's been throwing, and he threw one in that one. He threw 181 feet at Broken Bow. He got a good wind. That was good enough. We ended up looking in and took him down the KU relays even. A week ago. So I believe he's sitting. I haven't looked recently, but he's been ranked very, very high in the state and even in the national rankings. So.
Cozad has had a history of throwers. I mean, still remember Luke Pickleman, and I'm sure he still holds many of your records as well, doesn't he?
He does. He's still got the school record. Jaden Vollenweider's kind of knocking on that door, though, now. He broke a neat record at Broken Bow that that we're going, oh, hey, the Tinkleman doesn't have that one now. So, all of a sudden it's like, wow, you're throwing up there, right up there with Pinkelman. So we're going, hey, this is something.
It's going to be fun to watch on Saturday. Then, of course, right after, you know, you got a week, and then your district, oh my gosh, I mean, that district out of Ogallala is just going to be so fun to watch.
Yes, it's always just stacked, and there's always so many schools there. It gets to the point where you almost have to rely on a wild card to get in, because the marks are just so good in that district that you're sitting here, you're just sitting there going, well, I'm not going to get first, second, or third, but I've still got a good enough mark to go to state. You almost have to bank on that wild card.